I'm Justin Germino from Dragon Blogger, and you'll get all the blogging tips and strategies you need from Miss Eileen right here on the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast.
This episode of the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast is brought to you by Deposit Photos, your source for premium royalty-free stock photos, vector images, and videos. Start your search for royalty-free stock files at depositphotos.com. As well as over on my blog, basicblogtips.com. My goal is to help you build a better blog. And so in keeping with that theme, today we're going to talk about using images and titles to take your blog to the next level. The reason it's super important to use great images and great titles on your blog posts is because they tend to evoke emotion. Just think about images for a second. If you're at your computer, just go right over to the Pinterest homepage. As you scroll down the page, you'll start to get the feeling like you're on some type of emotional roller coaster, don't you? I mean, you're seeing all this delicious, savory-looking food. Then you'll feel this urge to laugh out loud, and you also get the feeling of being empowered. Or maybe you'll see some images of the cutest little babies and puppies, and you just want to say, "Aww." That's all because of images. I think that might be one reason why there's more female users on Pinterest than males, because it kind of tugs at your heartstrings. And men, they don't tend to always want to have that emotional ups and downs and that attachment the way we women do. And those images appeal to us on a very sensory level. And it's not just Pinterest. Think about Facebook. If you ever sat on any of these Facebook training programs, like with Amy Porterfield or Mari Smith or John Loomer, they'll tell you that posting images on Facebook is what gets people's attention. That's how you build your edge rank. That's how you get lots of likes and shares and comments, is when you post an image. Another area we see this, and people might not really think about it that much, is in Google search. We know now that everyone's moving towards using Google Plus and getting their Google authorship. That's because in the search results, if you have your authorship, your image will appear next to your blog post, and people will have a tendency to click on that listing with an image rather than the other 9 or 10 listings that are on the page. So images are very important. They help us connect. You also want to use an image that really represents what your blog post is talking about. The image quality is also very important, and that's why I recommend using Deposit Photos. They have some really super high quality images over there, because it's really important that you have the rights to any images that you use. Don't go just going over to Google Images and downloading images that you may or may not have rights to, because people will come after you if you're using their images without their permission. Keep all of that in mind, because you want to be consistent. You want to always have some high quality images that, like I said, evoke emotion, and they also work in conjunction with the content of your post and the titles of your post, because this is how you're going to stand out in a crowd. This is how you're going to rise above all those other blogs out there. Because let's face it, there are millions of blogs out here these days. And so how do you stand out? You use things like images and good titles to help you create blog posts that are memorable. You want people to say, oh, that's right. I remember that Eileen did a post about such and such a topic because she had that great image. And this is how I know that my images are connecting with my audience. People comment. And when they leave comments on my articles, they mention the images. And that's a really good barometer that I use to judge the effectiveness of the images that I'm using in my blog posts. Also, I'm getting a lot more shares on Pinterest. And that has to do a lot with my images and the quality of the images that I'm using. But it also has to do with a new online service that I'm using called Viral Content Buzz. Now, if you've been following the show, you probably heard me talk about it. It's brought to us by Ann Smarty. You may know her as SEO Smarty and her partner, Gerald Weber. And they have a Pinterest component to the site now. And that's really exciting because Pinterest is just driving all sorts of traffic and people using Pinterest for business. If you want to know more about Pinterest, check out a podcast by Cynthia Sanchez, Oh So Pinteresting. Just keep in mind that images are a way to make your blog post memorable. So let's talk about a few ways you can be creative with images and what's effective. One thing that I use is screenshots. Now, I do a lot of tutorials, and I find that screenshots are really effective when you're trying to point out something or illustrate how something should be done. And I use two tools for that when I'm on Google Chrome, which is all the time. And that would be the Awesome Screenshot extension. And the other one is LightShot. Now, there are times when I'm actually not on the web and I want to take a screenshot and maybe doing something else on my computer. Let's just say I'm doing something in Explorer showing files or how to download something. Then I will use Screencast-O-Matic. Yeah, Screencast-O-Matic takes very nice screenshots. They also have ways that you can annotate the screenshots and draw your arrows. You can add some drop shadows if you want. It's also a very easy way to make those screenshots that you need for your YouTube video thumbnails. Yeah, I use Screencast-O-Matic for that as well. And here's a tip. I picked this up. Actually, I took a course over at Udemy. If you've ever seen Udemy before, they have a nice collection of tutorials over there. So I took one on YouTube. And the tip that I've got from there that I'm going to share with you is to upload your videos as private and then go and add all your annotations and all of that to your video before you make it public. And how that works with what I was talking about, the YouTube thumbnails, you can take that screenshot right from your video while you're playing it right there on the screen. You can use, like I said, LightShot or Awesome Screenshot or Screencast-O-Matic. And then what I like to always do is add some type of text to the YouTube thumbnail. I think that helps that stand out in the search results. There's another tool that I talked about in a YouTube video, actually, and it's called PicMonkey. PicMonkey is great, and this is how I use PicMonkey. You can get the image from deposit photos or one of those screenshots that you've taken, and then you can take it over into PicMonkey and enhance it. PicMonkey is free and it works right with your Google Drive. So if you have any images saved in Google Drive, the advantage that I like of doing it that way, if I have an image that I really don't want to alter, I can upload it to Google Drive, do all of my edits there and save it with PicMonkey. And then that will save a copy of the image that I've edited, leaving my original image still on my hard drive untouched or wherever I have it, if I have it on my camera or whatever. Look into PicMonkey. If you want to check out that video that I did about PicMonkey, Be sure to come over to the show notes for this. I'll leave a link to the PicMonkey tutorial. A lot of people have found that video very helpful, and I've got a lot of comments on it as well because people realize how important it is to use images. I mean, they're just all over the place. Well, just think about it for a minute. Have you ever gone to a blog post that didn't have an image on it? Didn't it kind of leave you feeling kind of empty? Like there was something missing? You need to have that image. That image will kind of tie things together. Think of it like making a package for someone and putting a bow around that package. I also really want to encourage podcasters. Yeah, podcasters are getting more into blogging now as well. In fact, I talked about this quite a bit when I was interviewed by Daniel J. Lewis over on the Audacity to Podcast. Did you hear about that interview? Oh, well, you got to check it out. Just go over to Daniel's website, and that's theaudacitytopodcast.com/129, because it was episode number 129. 4 reasons podcasters should be blogging with Miss Eileen. I was very, very humbled to be on the award-winning podcast, The Audacity to Podcast. And Daniel and I talked a lot about podcasters, and you do need to incorporate images. And I know most podcasters are of the mindset that people are just listening in iTunes. They're just listening on their phone, but people will go to the web, especially if you're referring to the show notes like I'm doing now, and they'll look for links or any other references that you may mention in your podcast. So have that image there. Make that post memorable. Make that person want to come back to your blog over and over and subscribe to your podcast. And one thing that came out in that interview I did with Daniel, he mentioned the titles that I have of my blog posts. And I'm so glad he said that. That made me feel really good because I put a lot of care and thought into the titles that I use. And I want you guys to do the same thing because the titles are another thing that can evoke emotion. I did a post in May, and in that post, I was talking about my switch to using Google Plus comments on basic blog tips. But the title of the post was, "If you wait for perfection, you might miss the boat." Let me repeat that. If you wait for perfection, you might miss the boat. Now, I want you to just close your eyes for a second when you hear me say that. Does it make you think of anything? Does it make you compelled to read that? Because you're thinking to yourself, if I were to title that post, "Why I Switched to Google Plus Comments," I mean, all the people that could care less about Google Plus comments would not pay this post any attention. But because the post was bigger than the topic of Google Plus, it was about change and how you don't want to wait around and how you can miss out on opportunities. Also used another image in that post. I mean, you guys got to go and check this post out if you never saw it before. I was talking in the post. I actually was telling a story. And the story was about how I was looking for something else that I needed to do. I knew I needed to make a change. The right thing just hadn't come along yet. But then all of a sudden, bam, it just fell into my lap. And that's because I heard my friend Chris Lang talking about the Google Plus comments. And it was the furthest thing from my mind. I hadn't planned on it. I hadn't even thought about using Google Plus comments. But when I saw his video, actually he did a video. When I saw that, it evoked an emotional response from me. And I felt like, bam, it's time to make a change. And it's, like I said, the blog post is just so much bigger than Google Plus comments. And that's why I use that title, because I want people who read the post to go away thinking, get in touch with, you know, the thoughts that are inside your head. Sometimes you do something and you may not know exactly why you do it. It's like women's intuition, or it's your own intuition if you happen to be a man, where you just have this little voice inside your head that just says, do it. Don't wait. The time is now. And that's what happened to me. So I used the image of the sweetest little girl you ever wanted to see, dressed up in her little party dress. I guess she's about 2 or 3 years old. A pink, ruffly, pretty party dress with a little ribbon in her hair to match. And she's got this rabbit. As if she was at a magic show or at a birthday party, she's got this rabbit in her lap. And that's the message that I wanted to convey from this post, was that it fell into my lap. It touched my heart, and I'm hoping that it will touch yours. These are the types of posts that you want to create on your blog. You want to not just always tell people, okay, this is what happened, and then you do this, and then you do that, and then you go over here and download this. Make that connection. Make a post that's memorable. Now, of course, you can't do it every single time, but when the time comes, you'll know it. You'll have that little voice in your head. It might even be my little voice saying, do it. That's it. Go for it. And everybody, that's exactly what I'm going to leave you with today. I want you to think about those images, how they evoke emotion, how they make you connect with your audience, how you use the titles and certain words in the titles that make people want to take action, make them compelled to want to click, share, tweet, post on Google Plus. The whole works. Oh, pen. How could I forget that? And I will talk to you again right here on the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. Thanks so much for joining me. Don't forget to leave me a rating and review over in iTunes. That's your action tip for today. No, I'm just kidding. Look, have a great day, and I will see you in the next episode. Take care. Peace.